praiseworthy. We are thinking today. And let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we are so thankful for your word. We thank you for getting us up this morning for a good night's sleep. Father, we thank and praise you that it is in you we move and we breathe and we have our very being. Father, we thank and praise you that you have given us the word that tells us that whatever we think about, we bring about, and we call those things that be not as though they were. And you had told us that we can do all that because you told us that we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. So it including what comes out of our heart and what comes out of our mouths. Father, we thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you, Lord, that they thought on these things as they started the TMC call, and we are enjoying the fruits of their labor. Father, we thank and praise you for the D.A. De Leon family because they thought on those things, and everyone is enjoying what Artists International has to offer. Now, Lord, we ask that you continue to bless them, continue to order their footsteps, be that lamp unto their feet and the light unto their path, and, Father, shower them with your love, wisdom, favor, and protection in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank and praise you for our speaker who will bring a word we know will just touch our hearts this morning. Father, we thank you that you have already downloaded that word and it is anointed for this appointed time in Jesus' name. Now, Father, whatever her hands touch, we ask that you cause it to prosper. Father, that you continue to bless her with favor. And, Father, we just thank you for not only blessing her, but her entire family. Now, Lord, we bind Satan in Jesus' name because Satan is not allowed on this call in this sanctuary, in this telecommunication sanctuary, Father, because everything that goes on in this call goes forth in the name of Jesus, so we know it's blessed. And we thank you for each and every family member, Lord. Order our footsteps today, Father. Give us favor where it was needed and give us that peace that passes all understanding. We call it done as we think on these things that are pure. Think on all the things that you have given us to think on. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you, my TMC family, and I will now turn the call over to our host, Minister Brenda. Are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
God bless you, and thank you. Thank you so much, Minister Willa, for seating and greeting the people this morning and starting us off with that powerful, powerful prayer. And I love, love, love that tag. Think on these things Thursday. It's definitely near and dear to me. God bless you. And good morning again, TMC family. Good morning, good morning. And I join Minister Willa in welcoming you this morning, this wonderful, wonderful Thursday morning to the Master's Call. I'm Brenda Terrell, and of course, I'm from the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, but I am still in Texas. Yes, I am here in El Campo, Texas, and it's a blessing on this beautiful Thursday morning to greet each and every one of you and say thank you. Thank you for joining us this morning, and we give you, each and every one of you, a warm Kingdoms greeting. Now, if you're here for the very first time, we give you a special Kingdoms greeting and say welcome, 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 and please don't let this be your last time joining us. Now, if you want to know a little bit of history about this call started in 2010 by two phenomenal women of God, and they said yes, and we're so thankful today that they did. And they are our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we warmly call Dr. Super Fantastic, and then we have Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who is our Mother Eagle, and yes, she is. She is such a blessing. Now, these two women just glorified God and said, okay, we say yes, we're going to have this call, and it's definitely been a blessing to the masses. Now, of course, we're here to glorify and honor our Savior Jesus Christ, but we're also here to encourage, to enrich, and empower believers as they and as they begin their day. So our scripture is based on the scripture reference, Psalms 88:13, where it says, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. So we are encouraging you to invite others to join us each and every day, Monday through Friday, here on the Master's Call. Now, we also have a website that you can visit, and it is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. Now, we have all the messages archived back there, as well as the bios of the speakers, and I just want to emphasize that our 2015 theme is through me. Miracles, signs, and wonders are seen. And it's such a blessing that we allow this call to empower us as we see God work miracles, signs, and wonders. So if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a leader, or you may even have a word from the Lord to share, you may do so by sending your prayer, sending those requests and your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And it also, if you have prayer requests or praise reports, you can also submit those to the same email address, info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa or myself will contact you and get you started. Well, many of us are distributors with this phenomenal, phenomenal health and wellness company that is changing lives daily. Now, that awesome company is Artist International, and it was established over 25 years ago by the Diaz de Leon family. Now, we're so excited because new things are taking place. We are in phase three, and God is doing a great work through this company. We are helping many people around the world get healthy as well as wealthy. Now, if you haven't heard about this awesome, these awesome products and this awesome company and the opportunity they have, you must get back with the person that invited you to this call, or you can get on the morning motivational call, which is held right after this call, Monday through Friday, and we have our platinum president, Dorothy Cook, and other great leaders who are giving us vital information, rather, on this powerful company and what we have to offer. Now, we have Dr. Raphael Spillers, who is our executive vice president of sales and marketing, who is definitely helping us to make things happen in these United States of America. So we are so grateful for that. Now, you can listen to that call by going to, right after this call, the number is 530-881-1300. Again, 530-881-1300. And the PIN is 539-598-POUND. Well, praise God, praise God. We are ready to hear the word from the Lord. And we know that you are ready to hear it as well. We have this awesome, awesome minister who was born in New York City, but she is currently residing in Norcross, Georgia. Now, she received her BS in electrical engineering, and she was called to ministry in 2000, and I tell you, she's been a blessing to the masses ever since. This woman of God is definitely showing her work by going forth among the country. I mean, she's going from place to place. You think I'm moving around. This lady is from place to place, but as she goes forth from city to city, she is blessing the people of God. Now, her prayer is her focus, and she knows that God has called her to pray and share what he's given her with his people. Now, her most impressive accomplishment is being blessed as a mother, and she has this amazing young man of God, Christopher, who is attending Central College in Danville, Kentucky. Now, this blessed man of God, and I'm telling you, he's handsome too, you guys. He is such a blessing to her as she is to him. And her being a great example by directing him to look to God as the author and finisher of his faith. She is an artist distributor, and she is looking forward to whatever God has for her next. She's ready to go on the mission he leads her to. So without further ado, I'm going to get out of the way and let her minister to us this morning. I introduce to you and present to others none other than Minister Kai Brown out of Norcross, Georgia, the blessed woman of God. Are you there, Minister Kai?
I am, Minister Brenda. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you. Take it away.
Well, thank you, Minister Brenda, for that warm introduction. And I tell you, but God is all I can say. I want to thank Minister Willa for seating and greeting the people. And thank Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK for allowing me this time to come before God's people. When you come before God's people, you can never take that lightly, because God loves his people and he doesn't want any harm to come to them. So we are just going to get right into the word and just see what thus says the Lord today. A week ago or so, I was reading one of my daily devotional called The Word for You Today. And as I was reading it, and the title was From Guesswork to Guidance. And as I began to just, you know, really dig into that thing and just go before the Lord about me, it struck me as to why that title was so important for me. From Guesswork to Guidance. And God began to show me how I had grown in maturity and just grew as a person. And he just began to show me how I had gone from guesswork to guidance. And I was like, why is this hitting me so hard? Why are you showing me, you know, my growth and my maturity level increase? And then God being God showed me my next opportunity for growth. And I had to laugh. I did. I had to laugh out loud because it was just funny. I don't know about you, but for me, I know God knows his children because he understands that before he corrects me, he has to kind of love on me. It's got to be encouragement before correction for me. So he just, you know, he encouraged me, wow, you know, these things are changing, these things are changing. You know, you're not flying off the handle at everybody. You're not always opening your mouth to share everything you think anymore. You know, and there were just some things that he was doing. And I was like, oh, okay, Lord, yeah, I'm growing. And then he said, okay, and I love that you're willing to listen. I'm like, uh-oh, here it comes. And here's your next opportunity. And so I just laughed, and I just began to sought him. And then he gave me the title for today's message, and it's From Guesswork to Guidance, Building Relationship with God. And I was like, oh, okay. So, you know, when Christians, you know, are new Christians, they often feel as if they're guessing what God wants for them. I guess this is what God said. I think this is what I heard. And they go through that process. And as they continue to go through that process, God wants us to build relationship so that we can go from guessing what he wants to being guided by his spirit, which lives within us. We cannot really know God's plan for us unless we are in a relationship with him. Because how do you get to know the heart of God? How do you get to know the mind of God without spending time getting to know the heart and mind of God? You can't. Just like how do you get to know the mind of your mate or the heart of your mate if you are not spending time with them? So God wants us to be able to be guided instead of guessing what he desires. Psalms 32:8 says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way that you should go. So God doesn't want us guessing. He wants us to be in relationship with him enough that we can hear and glean and be guided by the Holy Spirit instead of having to guess. So four things we can do to go from guesswork to guidance, to build that type of relationship where we can know when our God is leading us, whether he's leading us to do something or not to do it. So the first step in building a relationship and knowing God's will requires that we surrender our own will to God. Yeah, I said it. We have to give it up. We have to stop, you know, trying to run things. We've got to give up control. We got to give it to God and leave it there. We have to surrender and submit. Yes, I said submit. And for those of you who know me, I'm going to have a transparent moment. That was one of the biggest issues that I had. I wanted to be in control. I wanted it done my way. I wanted it done when I wanted it done, and I wanted to be in control. But as I began to spend more time with God in his word, prayer, reading, and just seeking him, he said, I want to give you the best example of a surrendered life, and that would be Jesus. He is our best example because he had the right to say, I want it done my way, because he was God. But instead, in John 5 and 30, Jesus said, I do not seek my own will, but the will of him who sent me. I had to stop right there. Now, if Jesus, who was God on earth, had the right to want things done his way, because his way was perfect, and instead he relinquished that control and gave it all to God. And he said, I'm not going to seek my will. I'm not going to try and do it my way. I am going to surrender and do the will of him who has sent me. And we see that especially in going to the cross. And Jesus was in the garden, and he said, if I can have this cup removed from me, please take it. But nevertheless, not my will, thy will be done. So even to the point of death, Jesus surrendered to the will of God so that we could be restored to right relationship with him. So when I say that, that doesn't mean we don't make plans or we don't have ideas and hopes and dreams. Proverbs 16:9 says, a man's heart devises his way, but Jehovah directs his steps. So it's okay to have plans. It's okay to have hopes and dreams and desires. But we must be willing to allow the plans of God to trump our own. We must be willing to say, okay, Lord, this is not what I thought. This is not how I planned it. This is not what I saw for my life. But you know what, Lord? Your will and not mine. So we go on to step two. What is another thing? We must keep a spirit-led mindset. We must keep a spirit-led mindset. We must allow the Holy Spirit of God to rest, rule, and abide at all times. And this is difficult because in the natural, that doesn't seem like a logical thing to do, because he gave us a mind to think through and to process through and to just do what we know to do. But Romans 8:7 says, because the mind is set on the flesh, is hostile towards God, for it does not subject itself to the law of God, for it is not even able to do so. So in the natural, if we are not allowing our minds to be spirit-led, then we're going to do everything opposite of what the spirit says, because we know that the flesh and the spirit war against each other. We know that our flesh wants to stand up and speak, but because we are surrendered to the will of God, we submit our flesh to the Spirit of God. We allow that Spirit that we get when we are saved to grow, to be nurtured, and to just lead us. So we're not guessing. We're not having to process. We ain't got to guess. God doesn't make us guess what he wants. If we are willing to surrender and then we are willing to allow the Spirit to lead, God will lead us, whether it's through him actually speaking to us, whether it's through that feeling you get in your stomach when you know that you know what God is saying, however he speaks to you. then he will lead you through that process. So we have to be willing to let the Spirit lead, and that's even in our own minds. See, because the enemy will come in to your mind and try to get you to think all kinds of crazy things. He'll bring up your path. He'll flash it across that video screen in your head, and he will try to get you to lose focus on what the Spirit of God is leading you to do. That's his job. Don't get mad at him. Just like you go to work every day and you try to do your job the best that you can, the enemy is the same way. So he has his job, but if we surrender to the will of God and we're allowing the Spirit to lead us, God will bring us through those times. The third thing that we can do in going from guesswork to guidance, building relationship with God, is read God's word with an open heart. That means be willing to receive what he is giving us in his word. He gave us the Bible as the basic instructions before leaving earth. He gave it to us so that we wouldn't have to guess. So the only way to get to know it is to get into it and read it regularly. Psalms 119 and 105 in the Message Bible says, "By your words I can see where I am going. They throw a beam of light on my dark path." So if we just spend time in the Word, getting to know it, just diving into it, and just continuing to submerge ourselves in it, then we can begin to see the heart of God. And our spirit man begins to grow because we are feeding it what God intended it to be fed, his word. So the fourth thing we can do is pray for God's guidance. Now the word says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." You don't get them just because you want them. There's an action required before all these things can be added. First, you've got to seek. And seek does not imply, "Oh, I'm just going to look here, I'm going to look there." You've got to delve into it. You've got to, you know, go and search to the ends of the earth. You've got to spend some time with it. Because God desires that relationship with us. That was his purpose for creating the first man, because he wanted to be in relationship with his creation. Now, David prayed in Psalms 143 and 10, "Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. May your good spirit lead me." And we know that David was a praying man. And the word says he was a man after God's own heart. And one of the reasons was because when he prayed, he asked God, not for riches and all of those other things. I mean, he had those. But he asked God to teach me to do your will. When Solomon asked God what he wanted, when God asked Solomon what he wanted, Solomon didn't say riches and glory and gold. And he said, "I want wisdom." See, we have to want what God wants more than we want what we want. We have to want to know the heart of God more than our husband's or wife's heart. We've got to have that type of relationship with God so that we can go from guesswork to guidance, so that when God gives us something, we know that we know that we know that it is of him. Because it aligns in his word, and our spirit man is delighted by it. So if we really want to continue the growth process in getting to know God, in going from guesswork to guidance and building relationships, then we've got to truly set our hearts toward God and continue to surrender to him and continue to let our spirit man lead. And we've got to get in his word regularly, consistently, consecutively. And we've got to spend time praying. But know that praying is not always opening our mouths and speaking. But after we speak, just spend time meditating on what we're hearing from him. So if you desire to go from guesswork to guidance, then spend some time getting to know the heart of God. Back to you, Minister Brenda.
Praise God, praise God. From guesswork to guidance, God bless you, Minister Kai, for that profound word. From guesswork to guidance, we thank you for that word. We're going to go before the Lord in prayer, and then Minister Kai will be calling you back later to close us out with a benediction. Let's pray before the Lord. Oh, holy and righteous God, we thank you, and we honor you, oh God, for giving us direction each and every day as we ask you, Lord God. You told us to ask and it shall be given. Seek and we shall find. Knock and the door will be opened. But first of all, God, we want to glorify and honor you, oh God, for being God and God alone. We thank you, Father, that you are our strength, our help, our redeemer. We thank you, Father, for restoring us unto your joy, restoring us unto your peace, restoring us unto your love. We thank you, Father God, for Minister Kai reminding us, oh God, that we must seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added. So, Father God, we're asking that you pour back into Minister Kai that she poured out to us, double fold, triple fold, oh God. We thank you, Father, for blessing your people, the masses, Lord God, with your vessel. Minister Kai, we ask that you bless her going out, bless her coming in, bless her surroundings, her and her son, her household, Lord God, and everywhere her feet tread and every place her hands touch. We thank you, Father God, that is in you, that she lives, moves, and have her very being. So we thank you, Father, for pouring back virtue of love, joy, peace, and overflow of abundance. In the matchless name of Jesus, we thank you. Father God, we're lifting up bereaved families across the world, oh God. We're lifting up Anastasia Lewis, Lord God, with the homegoing of her grandmother, Margaret Hamilton, Father God. We ask that you bless her and her family. Keep them in perfect peace. Put your arms around them, Lord God, and comfort them in a special way like no other God, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for ministering to Emmanuel Glover and his family, Lord God, and Apostle Finch and his family, Father God, the Weatherspoon family, Father God. We thank you, Father, for Kenneth and Sharon Stowers, Lord God, for keeping them, Father God, with the homegoing of their aunt. We glorify you, Father, that we know to be absent from the body is to be present with you, oh God. So we thank you, Father, that you'll restore with them, with their memories, Lord God, the love, the joy, and the peace, and the comfort that they so need. We thank you, Father God, for those on this call this morning. We ask you, Father, that you give us strength, Father God, to go forth this day in the mighty power of Jesus Christ, the resurrection power, that we realize that we are the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. But, Father God, that we go forth realizing that we need you in every aspect of our lives. We thank you, Father, for the leaders of Artists International, the family, the Diaz de Leon family, the Dr. Spiller, Lord God, and we thank you, Father, for all the leaders, the platinums, the on down to the advisors, Father God. Strengthen us all, oh God, as we go forth in this artist ministry, Lord God. We know it's a ministry, Father God, and we thank you, Father, that you are God of restoration, that you're restoring to all of us, oh Father, that we will go forth in the power of your resurrection and realize that it's only you, Lord God, can restore unto us like none other. We thank you in advance for doing it. We thank you, Father, for every person that has richly been blessed this day, Father God. And we go forth in the mighty name of Jesus as you heal those that are sick and shut in. We realize, Father God, that the healing virtues are flowing through their bodies this very hour. We call them that they're sealed in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we give you glory, we give you praise, and we give you honor in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And amen. Well, TMC family, I tell you, we have been blessed this evening with an awesome word this morning, and we're so grateful that God has blessed us with that message from guesswork to guidance. Hallelujah. Well, I know you want to hear this playback, so here is the number, 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. 10.85. 10 is the same, 957-677 pound. Now, we know that the motivational call is coming up next, and we're excited to hear what God has for us on that call. That number is 530-881-1300. The pin is 539-598 pound. So we want to thank you, Minister Willa, for seating and opening us up and seating and greeting the people and open us up with a powerful prayer and that wonderful tag. And we glorify God for Minister Kai for giving us that blessed word this morning. So, Minister Kai, would you come back, please, and give us our benediction?
Yes, ma'am, Minister Brenda. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Father God, we just thank you for this time to get to know you better, to spend some time hearing what you had to say, oh God. We just ask that you lead and guide us and keep us in all truth as we grow in the knowledge and understanding of your will and who you are and who and what you desire us to be, Lord. And as we grow in that and go from guesswork to guidance, we will do your will. We will be surrendered, and we will go forth as you would desire. And as we leave this call, but never, ever your presence, we thank you for your son, Jesus. And now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power through Christ Jesus our Lord, before all the ages, now and forevermore. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have a great day and be ministers in the marketplace. Bye-bye.